Hello and welcome back to the pod.
I said I was gonna start saying this is your host Yasmin, but I'm not saying that. But anyway, I did not expect to be recording another episode this week. I was gonna wait till next week, but I really need to vent. I feel like me creating this space is not just for other people, it's for myself as well, you know, just for me to talk about my experiences and also like help somebody else at the same time. So, and the stuff that I'm dealing with now, things that I'm going through, like in this very, you know, this time, and I just need to talk about it. So, like I said, I was going to make it a habit to start each episode with a prayer. So, everybody get in your, you know, your zen so we can pray, okay? And I got coffee today. I don't have tea, so hold on. Okay. And I talk to God like I'm talking to a home. It's like I'm like a regular person. Like I'm not just, I don't even finna be all that thou shall and thee. No, baby. Yeah, I'm talking to God like that. I'm talking to God like that. So anyway, okay. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for granting me the opportunity to use my voice in such a new way. I'm not really the type of person that is, you know, I talk, but I've never really talked aloud. Like I've never really, you know, I don't really be speaking about a lot of these things because I always worried about what people would think or like, you know, being judged. But now I'm just grateful that you've blessed me with the ability to not care, to just be vulnerable, to just allow my heart to be shown and just do the work that I'm meant to do all at one time. So thank you for that. I know that there's a lot of uncertainty around just my purpose, around the things that are happening. I'm not really sure why, but I know that I'm needing to trust you. I'm needing to just release control and surrender, knowing that whatever happens is for my highest good. I pray that you keep me in alignment with my highest good. Continue to give me the strength to trust you and to rely on divine timing, knowing that divine timing is never too early and it's never too late. It's right on time. I pray that I'm able to get the message out very clearly so that it can be understood and it can help someone. And I'm just thankful. I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful that you pushed me to create this space, not just to help me, but help others. And that's all it's about. You know, I know that community is important. It takes a village. We all have to come together to, you know, get the job done. So I'm just grateful that I created this space. I hope that my intention in creating this space is felt. And I just pray that you continue to give me the tools that I need to be successful in whatever I'm doing. I love you. I appreciate you. And I thank you so very much. Amen. I say so more to be. Okay. So, the topic of this episode is about obedience. And, it's something that I'm needing to talk to because when I woke up today, my head was just hurting so bad. For one, I feel like I started going to sleep to like meditation music and like singing bowls and stuff like that, just to like quiet my mind because I'm always thinking. And like it'd be hard for, like, if I'm trying to go to sleep, it's so hard for me to go to sleep because my mind is just constantly racing. Like I just be so many ideas, then just thinking about a lot of different things, and it's keeping me from actually getting into the state of rest. So the meditation music has been helping me, but I don't know, like, I don't, maybe it was a little too much happening last night because my head, I woke up, my head was hurting so bad. That's another thing. So then I really make it a habit to not grab my phone when I first wake up because I feel like I need to pray. I need to, like, just take a breather first before I want to grab my phone and just, you know, because, like, the way you start your day really matters. Like, you don't want to start your day scrolling on Facebook and then you see a 12 car pile up and 10 kids done passed away. Like, and now I'm thinking about that for the rest of my day. Like, that's really driving my day. So I really, really, really try my hardest to not grab my phone so I could just pray first. Like, set your intentions for your day, girl. But this morning, I done grabbed my phone. I grabbed my phone before I prayed. So it's like the energy was already, it was already a little bit too much going on. My head hurt and I done grabbed my phone, scrolling. I'm checking people page, checking the temp, seeing what they talking about. Like, it's just too much. So I was already beating myself up about that. And then, something else happened. I don't remember. But anyway, today just wasn't my day. So I came up with a conclusion that when I'm finna get sleepy, I'm just finna charge my phone in the kitchen. Like, so when I wake up, the phone not even nowhere around me. Because I feel like that really, that did something to me. But anyway, so right now, at this point in my life, I don't really know what's going on. I don't know what God wants me to do. Like, I know what God wants me to do, but I don't know how I'm going to do that and also be able to, I guess it's all going to work out, but it's just like, okay, let me get to the meat and the potatoes because I feel like, you know, y'all probably like, okay, girl, what are you talking about? So something to know about me. I've always been the type of person, like, I've always been a very hard worker. I've always been a hard worker. Always. Like, I didn't come from money. Like, I didn't come from, like, I didn't inherit anything. Like, everything that I've ever got in my life was because I worked hard to get it. You know, like, I didn't always have, like, I done failed a couple times, you know, like, I didn't always have a lot of support, but, you know, like, I just didn't always have a lot of support. I really had to rely on, I don't know how to say word it without, like, sounding kind of crazy. I just didn't always have a lot of support. So I've always been a very hard worker. So I started working my 12th grade year in high school. I was going to Haines City High School, but I actually got kicked out of high school because I was missing too many days of work. I mean, I was missing too many days of school. So I ended up having to graduate. I got kicked out of school in September. I got kicked out of school in September, in September of 2016. And was that 2016? Yeah. And so the school year had just started. So, girl, really, what was I doing? Oh, my God. I got kicked out of school a month. Was that a month? Because school starts in August. I don't know. I don't really. But I got kicked out of high school, my 12th grade year. And I end up having to go to alternative school. So one of the reasons why is because, for one, I was dating somebody older. And I just always was trying to be at their house. And then, two, like, I had a weekend job. My first job, I was working at Waffle House, and I had a weekend job, and I don't know, like, I just liked having my own money, you know? So I was living with my stepmama at the time. Living with my stepmama, like, it wasn't easy for me to get to work. Like, I have a job, I had to get to work. And, you know, she was on her off day. Like, she didn't really want to be getting up all every weekend to take me way to Davenport to go to work. So I was dating somebody older during the time. So I was getting to work. They had a car. So I just was like, I just might as well run away from here. So I ended up running away, and I ran away, and I wasn't going to school from September to February. So from September 2016 to February 2017, I was not going to school at all. So in that time period, I was working like a dog. So I ended up going to the alternative school. It was supposed to be like a whole year thing, like, you know, like a normal school year. But I ended up finishing in like 3 weeks because I only had to get like the credits that I was missing from actual high school. So I ended up being in school for 3 weeks. So I got my, I didn't get my diploma yet because I had to wait till graduation in May, but I was done. So I was working like a dog. Okay. So that just, I just always been the type of person to work, get my own money. Then I ran away, so I wasn't at home or nothing. And from that point on, I just always been a worker. Once I graduated in May, I applied for college, but the college hours, I think I had an apartment during this time. I don't know. I had something. I had bills to pay, and I could not afford to go to college and go to work. So I just was like, no, college, I can't do you college. So I didn't go to college. And during that time period, I was trying to go to college a lot of different times. So I was like, okay, like, I feel like I'm in a good space to apply for classes again. But it just never worked because I just couldn't afford it. Like, and then I was with the person that I was dating, you know, we just wasn't in a space like financially where we just wasn't in a space to where I could go to college and, you know, we could still live because nobody was rich. And it's a lot of like, my money was really like, I was the breadwinner kind of at the time. So anyway, I just always been a worker. Like I'll really go, like, I used to be working two jobs. Then I used to be working like crazy hours. Like I'll be doing triples. They say do doubles. Like I used to be at work for a whole 24 hours, and I was a server at Waffle House. So I used to be getting them tips. Okay. Like, I got to pay this, I got to pay that. Like, thank God I didn't have a car payment because my sister actually had gave me her old car. So I didn't have a car payment, but like, it's a lot that I had to do. So I couldn't really afford to, like, you know, so college was out. So, in me being a hard worker, always working, I've just always been that kind of person. I've never really liked for nobody to do nothing for me. Like, I've always been very self-sufficient. And I had to do this at a very young age. Like, I just don't feel like you're ready when you're like 17, 16, 17, like 18. You're not really ready. Like, I didn't really get to experience my life for real. Then I was in such a serious relationship. Like, it's just, I was just too ahead. I just always been too ahead. And it's like, it really, now that I'm older, I'm 26, I just turned 26. It really just it kind of made me hyper masculine. Like, I don't really know how to receive because it's like, you know, and I'd have been through a lot too with people saying they're gonna come through, they don't come through. Then, you know, like the breakup, after the breakup, I was left with, like, I had an apartment, but like, I didn't have no bed. I didn't really have no furniture. So it's kind of like, it made me not want to depend on nobody. Like, if you say you're going to do something for me, I don't want you to do it. Let me go ahead and do it. Like, I need to make sure I'm good, because you say you're going to do something and you might, but I know for sure that I'm going to do it. I know for sure that I'm not going to, you know, let me down, because I can't. So, I just always been a worker. So fast forward, it's a lot that happened between that 2017 and present day 2024. But that's just how I've always been. So I've always just, I don't know. So anyway, I started driving trucks. I was driving trucks for a little over 2 years, and I don't know. Things just started getting really weird for me, and I feel like, I ain't gonna feel like, I know God knows me. Like, God knows, like, how I am about working, how I am about handling, like, what I gotta handle, and things was happening in my life where I feel like God was, like, crippling me. Like, God was literally, like, all of these inconveniences was happening. Like, I was having problems with getting around, like, getting to work. It was just so much stuff was happening because I had came from over the road. And that's another thing that was weird for me, because I was over the road for like 2 years, and I came from over the road just out of the blue. So just one day I woke up like, I'm just going to transfer to home daily. And it's something that it just happened. So I did that, not knowing, like, you know, I'm just going to transfer to home daily. So I came home daily, and I ended up having problems like getting to work. So I ended up having to leave. So this happened September, like this September, it was like the last week of September. And I was having such a hard time. Like, oh my gosh, it was horrible. Like, I was crying every single day. Like, I'm like, God, I don't know why you're pushing me. Like, what, like, why do I have to, like, I'm not used to being stagnant. I'm not used to being stuck at home. I'm not used to being, like, completely, like, stagnant, like, completely just not doing nothing. But I'm having to just release. So I kept, like, you know, I kept praying about it. And, like, I kept seeing, like, okay, you have to surrender. You have to surrender. So I just let it all go. So I'm like, okay, so maybe I'm not meant to be doing nothing when it comes to driving trucks. So I'm like, okay, since I'm at home, I could just apply for like a job, like, you know, maybe Walmart or something like that, or I could just go back to school. Cause right now I'm in a space in my life to where, you know, I don't pay any bills for, I just pay like my phone bill, my light bill, and just like my credit card bill, stuff like that. So it's nothing really for me right now. But I'm like, okay, so I'm just going to apply for like a little 1-2 job. Like, you know, because clearly I'm not meant to be over the road. So I'm applying for these jobs and nothing is following through. I'm like, okay, all right. Now, like, I know that I'm not poor or anything like that. But hey, like, the money is running out. The money is running out. Like, I need to work. Like, I need to get some type of income coming in, because I can't survive. Like, I can't, like, I'm literally taking bits and pieces off of what I already have. Like, I'm having to really be really frugal with my spending, especially now more, because I don't know what, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So, how many minutes I'm at? Oh, 18. This is probably going to be longer than 30 minutes, because it's really like, I just really got to talk about it. So, I'm just having to be really frugal. So I'm like, okay, God, like, I need a job. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go back over the road, period. Like, I done went to school for this. Like, I know this is for sure money. Like, maybe I'm meant to, I don't know. I just know I got to get back to work. Like, so I said, okay, like, Voice to Source, the name, like, my dream has always been to open up like a juicing business, like juicing, like natural body butters, like, herbs and stuff like that. Like, I'm really into that. I'm really, if you know me, you know, like, vitamins, like, that's me all the way. Like, I love like stuff like that. So I remember that I was going to start this earlier this year, and, you know, not a podcast, but like, this is juicing business. So I'm like, okay, I know I'm supposed to do something in like in relations to this, because this is my purpose. This is my passion. Like, I know this is where my calling, I know I need to nurture, heal in some way. So I'm just like, this is what I'm going to do. So I'm at home trying to apply for jobs and nothing is going through. So I'm like, okay, so maybe I'm supposed to just pour into Voice to Source. So I ended up getting an LLC. Like I did everything I'm supposed to do. Like I have an LLC, business account and stuff like that. Like everything is good with Voice to Source. I'm like, okay, so I'm just going to go back over the road and just fund my passion. Like I'm going to use the money for, that I get from my checks from driving to fund my business, to bring my business up. And then I'm just going to leave. And then once I get to a certain point, I could just, you know, live strictly off of my purpose, my passion, which is Voice to Source. So I'm like, okay, like I'm feeling optimistic because I was just having a really rough like couple of weeks. Like I'm just like, okay, I'm feeling optimistic now. Like I know, okay, God, I got it. I know what I'm supposed to do. Boom. So I'm applying for the jobs and like somebody had called me back from a trucking company and I'm like, okay, good. Like I felt so good that day. It was the first, was it? What was this? It wasn't the first. I don't remember. It was last month. It was October. So, she called or whatever. She's like, yeah, we're going to do this. The pay is this much. The pay is that much. So, so I'm like, oh my God, like I'm so happy. Like, okay, I'm finally finna get back out now. I'm finna get me some more money. Like, this is finna be amazing. I'm finna build my business. Like, oh my God, I'm so blessed. Like, thank you, God. Like, thank you. So she calls me back and she's like, okay, so with trucking, you have it's something called a DAC report. So it's your DAC report is like pretty much talking about the jobs that you work, like the trucking jobs that you work in, like your stance with the company and stuff like that. So the requirement for the job was you need 2 years of over the road experience, which I had, and just 2 years experience. And like, yeah, so she came back. She was like, hey, like I checked your DAC report and the last job, like the last company that I worked for, they put that I was local the whole time and they put on there like I was terminated and all of this stuff. And it's lies. Like I was never terminated and I was local to just 1 month. So I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, so we can't really move forward and it's really going to be hard for you to. It's going to be hard for you to work with any trucking company. That's how she said it. So I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm like, oh, fuck no. She told me, yeah, I don't see you getting hired with any trucking company. And I was like, what? They put that on there? And she was like, yeah, like maybe you can call them and get it sorted out and all of this. And I'm like, okay, yeah. So I already knew within my spirit, like, girl, you trucking is done. Trucking is done. So I'm over here like, okay. So I'm at this point in my life where I'm so big on signs and I know like I pray enough, like I meditate enough, like I'm really connected with God. So I know like if something isn't for me, it's just not for me. I can't force it. So I'm just in this season of my life where I'm surrendering and just trusting. So I'm like, I ain't gonna lie, I had a little, I kind of lost it a little bit. I kind of lost it because I'm like, okay, what the freak? Like, I know you don't want me to just be sitting at home, penny pinching, trying to figure out, like, you know, what I need to do. Like, there's no way, you know, I need money. Like, you know, I gotta live. Like, you know, like, I need my hair done. I need to do all these different type of stuff. Like, I have stuff I need to do. So I just had to really like, just, you not meant to do that. So I feel like for one, me being so hyper masculine, me being always working and just not really used to receive, not really liking people to do anything for me. Like, I don't know if I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. Like, I don't know if like God is trying to get me like to stop being so hyper masculine or I don't know what, but it's like I know that I'm not supposed to be I know that, like, I'm not supposed to be like penny pinching or living, like, that's not the life for me. So my head's starting to hurt more, like, oh my God. But anyway, so like, I'm like, I don't know. This is really crazy. So I'm really having, you know, I was talking to my mom about it. She was like, just don't worry about it. You know, your birthday is, it was like a week before my birthday. It was on Monday. My birthday. No. It was a week before my birthday. Cause my mom was like, listen, don't worry about it. Your birthday coming up. Just focus on that. You finna have a good time. Like, you know, don't worry about it. Everything gonna work out. So I'm like, okay. So I stopped worrying about it. Cause clearly, like, it's not for me to worry. It's literally out of my hands. Like, I'm really having to be obedient. And I just can't. It's nothing that I can do. Like, you know, all I have to do, I've been really working on just training my mind to be abundant, so that, because I know that everything really starts in a mind. So if I'm so focused on lack, it's just going to create more lack. So I'm having to really train myself to be like, look, you're abundant. Everything will work out. Think about all the times in your life when you didn't have and everything ended up working out in the end. So it's just like, I'm really having to go back to the times where I really didn't have nothing for real. Like, I actually had nothing and God still made a way. So it's like, I'm having to be grateful as well. Like, thank you, God, that, you know, I'm in a space where I don't have to pay rent on the first. Like, just imagine going through all of this and still, like, having to pay rent on the first. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to pay rent. I don't have to, you know, it's property taxes, but it'll get paid when I pay it. But, but I don't have to pay rent. Like, I don't have to, I'm just alone. Like, nobody lives here. So I don't really have to take care of me or nobody else. Like, I'm fine, but it's like, I don't know. I gotta stop saying but too. But I'm having to really just trust myself and just be grateful for what's going right, so that so more things could be happening. Because when you focus on the good, the good just get better. And also, my dad came over. You know, because he be coming to get trash for me, like, on Mondays, because the trash will run on Wednesdays, and I don't have a trash can where I live, but because I live in the woods, so he just come get the trash for me on Mondays. So another thing for me has been, like, everybody is so used to seeing me do stuff, like, and I'm so used to doing things that I don't, like, I just feel like, dang, I wonder how they looking at me. Like, I wonder how my daddy thinking. Like, I wonder what my mama thinking, my sister's thinking. Like, is they thinking, like, child, you need to do better with your life, or you need to do, like, you know. So that's creating anxiety for me as well. And then he comes today and he like, what you doing? I'm like, I'm laying down. I'm on my phone. He talking about something. Oh, you just laying around? I said, yeah. The fuck? What? It was like, he said, you ain't going back to work? I'm like, I mean, I applied, but dang, it ain't much I can do. So he didn't really say nothing. I know he wasn't saying it I don't even know how he was saying it, but I want to believe he was saying it like, you need to get your shit together. Because I feel like that. Like, I want to get, like, I don't really feel like my shit not together, but I just don't really know what's going on. And it's really hard to explain to other people. You know what I mean? Like, how does it sound like to say, God, it's not for me. Like, trucking isn't for me. Maybe working isn't for me. Maybe I'm not meant to work for nobody. I don't know. Like, but it's kind of hard to explain to people, for one, that don't have that. I ain't gonna say don't have that connection, but it's like I said, if God gives you a vision, you have to understand that not everybody's going to understand it. When God is instructing you to do something, understand that they're not going to get it because he didn't give them the instructions. So, like, what I'm doing, it don't even make sense to me, but I know that it's what I'm led to do. It's like, it's what God is wanting, because if God wanted me to do anything else, God wouldn't be blocking off anything else. Like, literally, like, everything has been a dead end, and I'm not used to it. It's uncomfortable for me because I'm used to just like on go working, doing. And now I'm like, I'm not doing nothing. Like, I'm used to having a routine. It's just everything is all over the place. And then I'm not able to sleep for real. So I'm up all night. I'm not waking up till like 9 and 10. I'm not used to that. Like, I'm used to getting up at 4 and 5 a.m. like making my coffee, just doing things, getting to things. And now it's like I'm not getting to nothing. You know, just thank God that nothing is behind. Thank God that, you know, like I don't really think that I would drown, because I like my village is so good. Like, you know, my mama, like my daddy, he get on my nerves, but you know, like my village is fine. But that's another thing too, because I'm grown. Like, I shouldn't have to be like, well, if push comes to shove, I know I can call my mama, or like, you know, like, no, like my mama got a life. My sister's got a life. Like, my people got a life. Like, I just don't want to be that person. Cause I'm the one, I'm used to being the one that's solving problems. I'm used to be the one that's giving out, like, you need this, you got to pay this. Okay. Like, I'm just going to do this. Like, I had got to a point to where, you know, like somebody in my village was going through it, and I'm like, okay, well, I get a $1,500 check every week, so I just split down the middle with you. So I was literally splitting my checks down. Like, that's what I do. Like, that's me. I'm not used to being the one that's like not helping, not assisting. Like, people call me with their problems, I can't be like, oh girl, don't worry about it, I'll pay. Like, I look, baby, I can't give you nothing. I can't give you nothing. So anyway, that's why the topic is obedience. Like, being obedient. I don't know what I'm being guided to, where I'm being led. I don't know. So I'm having to really make the best of this. I'm thankful that, you know, my lights ain't off. I'm thankful that I have still a roof over my head. I'm able to eat. You know, I could keep myself up, you know, but it's just the fact of like having to really, really fully trust and release my grip. Like, all this hyper independence, all of this, like, you know, like, I don't know, all of this having to work so hard. Like, it's like God is like, okay, you've done enough. Like, you've done enough. So it's like, now, like, everything that you're gonna get, you're not gonna have to be working doubles and triples for. You know, like, you're not gonna have to be staying up almost 2 days trying to get money, or like, you know, going on these crazy runs, being miles and miles away just to live and survive. Like, you know, you could just, you can accumulate this wealth, you can accumulate this abundance just by being who you are, just by, you know, doing what you're passionate about. You know what I mean? So like, I'm having to really trust that and have faith. This is a really vulnerable episode because I really feel like I'm putting y'all in my business. My God. But it's for the best. You know, like, maybe somebody going through something and they don't really understand. And then too, like, I'm also looking like, oh my God, I wonder what they're thinking of me. Like, I'm looking for somebody to say something to me to make me feel like I'm not doing nothing, so I could be like, I knew it, like I knew. And that's why I don't want to talk to nobody, because I don't want to get those vibes. I don't want to feel like now that I'm going through something, nobody has support for me. Nobody has, you know, the love for me, the care for me that I've shown. And I don't want to feel like that either, because I don't want to feel like the things that I did it for a reward, because that's not the type of person I am. Like, if I do something, it's not to get nothing back. It's not, Because it's just not, you're not always going to get back. You know what I mean? So I don't do stuff to get back, but I do feel like consideration is big. Like, you know, just consider it. Like, if you knew that when you were in a season that you weren't able to do what you needed to do and somebody came and saved you, somebody came and, like, made sure you were straight, turn in with them people. Make sure them people good. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's the common thing to do. Not saying that nobody, like, I don't have that, because I have support. Like, I have support. You know, I don't have to buy food, for real, because I got people in my business that get food stamps, okay? So I don't have that problem, but I do feel like, I think it's just myself. I'm just projecting. Like, I really just feel like that. Because I really don't, nobody really, I don't have no problems. Somebody is saying, like, girl. But I feel like when my daddy said that, I was already feeling like that. So it's like, you saying that really just pissed me off. Because I'm already feeling like that. And I don't know shit. I don't know why I'm being, you know what I mean? But anyway, just be obedient. Know that, you know, trust that God is leading us to somewhere better. You know, like, I don't know. I don't really know, honestly. Like, I'm having to trust too, but I'm just, hopefully this is inspirational. Like, hopefully, you know, we don't know. We just trust God. Like, trust the roadblocks, trust the detours, trust the reroute, you know, because you could be going to somewhere. I just feel like I'm being led to somewhere else. And I know that wherever I'm going, I know this though. I know that I'm not finna be like homeless. I know that I'm not finna be like this is not, this is just impossible to happen for one, but I'm having to really, like, I think I'm losing it a little. Like, my mind playing tricks on me, like, girl, you is really doing too much. Like, you know, you're not finna be homeless. You know, you good, you know, like, but it's like, I don't know. It's because I think I'm so used to getting it in a different way. Like, I'm used to getting it out the mud, for real, for real. So now it's like, I'm not really having to get it out the mud, but I'm not going to be dependent on anybody else either. So the money that I do got, I'm really, I don't know. Anyway, I hope this helps somebody. I hope, you know, it's 333. So yeah, I hope this helps somebody. I hope, you know, y'all maybe laughed. My coffee is cold, so I know that I did the Lord's work, period. But yeah, trust the reroute, be obedient. Obedience is not gonna look like what we want it to look like. Like, I would love for me to have gotten came from over the road and came into $1 million. I would have loved that, but it's not what it is. So I love you. I gotta take something for this headache. But I love y'all, for real, for real. And we're gonna get through this. Whatever this is, we're gonna get through it. And I'm gonna listen back to this. I'm gonna look back on this one day and be like, dang, I'm so glad that God, I'm glad that you blocked employment. Amen. Okay, bye.